Wet Wonderland right now in Arizona, unless you live up in the high, high country. But we'll take it. I got no problem not shoveling snow. I got up, I went straight to my truck, I turned the ignition and drove to work.
No, not even an ice scraper.
Not even an ice scraper. I can live with that. Let's bring Alexander into the conversation and see how we can help this Saturday morning. Go ahead, Alexander.
How you doing? I have a tangerine tree that's at least, we've been in the house 32 years, and it was here when we first moved in. And every year it has produced millions of tangerines, most of which fall to the ground and we rake up and throw away. This year, there is not a single tangerine on there. I know that fruits, trees have bad years and good years, but I've never seen a complete, zero.
Hmm.
Do you have any insight on that?
Well, it could be a lot of different things, but, the one thing that does usually happen with tangerines especially is they can be a little hard to pollinate. So maybe for some reason, when it bloomed, we didn't have the right conditions. You didn't have any bees around. And it just didn't get pollinated. That'd be my, I think, most accurate assessment, is that it just for some reason didn't get pollinated. Some citrus trees have a history of producing in alternate years, where they'll produce a heavy crop one year and then not produce the next year. There's a number of different theories as to why that happens. But it sounds like yours has been producing every year, and then it just didn't this year. So I would have to lean towards it just for some reason we didn't get pollination.
And wait till next year. Then if it doesn't do it again, maybe there might be something else.
Then something's going on. But if the tree is in good health, it looks healthy, it's vibrant looking, good green foliage putting on new growth, and it bloomed, I guess I should have asked if it did actually flower. If it didn't flower at all, then that's kind of strange. But more than likely it flowered, it just didn't set fruit because there just wasn't the adequate conditions there for pollination.
How many years will citrus produce?
Oh, gosh. There are remnants of old citrus orchards in, central Phoenix, Arcadia, the Mesa area that, are probably – certainly over 50 years old, maybe pushing 70 or 80 years and still producing. They may not look the greatest, trees right now. They're still there and producing.
Let's bring Beth from Tucson into the conversation. Still on citrus. Been a popular topic today.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, Beth.
Good morning. My question is, my friend has a Lisbon lemon, and I have Meyer lemons, and she would like to graft a branch from my Meyer lemon into the Lisbon.
Okay.
And how would you do that?
Well, it's probably a little more complicated than I can tell you over the over the phone. There's a little bit of a process. You usually do it in the spring when the bud wood is a little softer and easier to slip because the bark has to be able to slip away from the tissue of the trunk. But I would suggest that you look at YouTube, that you do a search for some materials, maybe just go online, go to the library. Probably the county extension office in Pima County would have a handout or a brochure. You might check with them. It's something you need somebody to show you, or you need to look at a diagram or see an example of, rather than me trying to tell you. It's a little more complicated than just whack off a limb and stick it on the plant,
And I would tell her you do 5 or 6 when
or
you do it.
Or 20 or 30. Yeah, a small percentage of them will take, if any. Sometimes none of them take. So you need to do a number of them. It's always better to have more take, and then you can eliminate some of the limbs or branches if you want to.
And you have a Christmas tradition you want to share with us?
Yeah, we go to Winter Haven, and also we throw the kids in the back of the pickup with some hot cocoa, and we drive through another neighborhood that has a whole bunch of lights.
Winter Haven. I think I could get into that.
I think you've been once.
Have I?
Yep. When your Aunt Karen lived at Grant and Swan, we went over there, and it's a subdivision they actually closed the streets to, and you could walk through it. And
that Winter Haven.
Yeah.
Yes, I have been.
I think it's actually in the HOA deed restricted
that you have to decorate.
If you live in that subdivision, you have to Christmas decorate.
It's
pretty nice.
Oh, cool.
Folks, we'll be back for hour two and hour three of Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned.
Go to the Rosie on the House Facebook page to keep up with the Cajun Carpenters even while they're off air.